I got into it.
Welcome back.
Welcome
to
Moms.
Moms in the Trenches.
Period. I beat you to it this time.
I am Yami.
And I'm Michaela. And thank you, thank you, thank you for coming back to our final episode of 2024.
Our last episode of the year.
I can't believe it's actually
How
here.
Are you?
And we made it to double digits.
We did. It's been a year. This has been a journey. How are you feeling, Mick?
I am feeling confident. I, especially like with the podcast, it's something that has been on my heart for a while. And then Yami and I met, and it was kind of like the perfect match. And so it's been good just to have something, an outlet, to talk about motherhood. And hopefully I've definitely gotten like feedback from people who, you know, are pregnant now, and they're like, I've listened to it just to prepare. One of our most listened to episodes is Back to School, so I know that that's something trendy for people. So it just makes me
happy
to see
that
people are actually listening.
A yearly thing. Yeah.
Do what? Oh yeah, for sure.
It makes my heart happy to get feedback from strangers, from people in our lives, from our friends. I mean, it's been an awesome journey, and I'm not gonna get emotional, but this is the last episode of the year, so we're gonna talk a little bit about our hopes and dreams and goals and whatnot for the new year. But first, happy holidays. Whatever holiday you celebrate, happy holidays from
yes
your mom bestie.
We don't discriminate on holidays. Y'all, you celebrate what you want and what makes you happy.
Amen. What do you have planned for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? What are you doing?
Yeah. So Christmas Eve is always reserved for the bigger presents, which for us, it's always a Dakota thing. There's always some big present from him. So this year, thankfully, he's able to get the kids a trampoline, so that I'm not gonna be the one to be out there like helping him put it together, but got them that. But yeah, usually, like, you know, when I think Zion was two, or no, he was one and a half going on two or whatever, we got a kitchen, and so like 1 year on Christmas Eve we did that, and so that's what we're doing. Christmas Day is, I don't want to say it's hectic, but like we usually spend the morning at my mom's. She'll make brunch, and then we'll go to his dad's kind of like around one or two, and then let the kids open presents there, and then we do Dirty Santa and Secret Santa.
So no nap on site on Christmas
so
Day,
listen, I'm gonna make sure she gets a nap. Even if she has to nap at my mom's house, she's napping. Because Zion stopped napping at 3. Like, he turned 3 and was like, I'm done with him. Carolina shows signs that she's not stopping anytime soon, and she needs her nap. So we're gonna figure out how to put one in there.
Bet.
Yeah.
What are your plans? I am hosting Christmas Eve. We get together. I'm doing like a potluck style situation, so everybody's bringing something. We do games. There's prizes for the games. And obviously there's music. We're Puerto Rican, so there's coquito. And Christmas Day, it's kind of chill. We just typically, like, I don't like going to other people's houses I'd rather, typically what I have my family do is just bring the presents for the kids here, and then I'll put them underneath the tree, and then, you know, Christmas morning we can be like, hey, this is from Auntie, this is from Bella, that sort of thing.
See, that's smart, but my mom is very much like, no, I need to be there. I have to see my grandchild, like my grandchildren's faces when they open it. So, and I don't,
we love Gigi.
I don't know everything that she got the kids, so I'm sure that she's acting that way because she's gotten some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I make a list. My family and I, we make like Amazon wish lists, and we just kind of send them to each other. And We keep tabs on who purchased what, so we don't have doubles of things. But I might have to go to my mom's for a little bit on Christmas Day this year because she has two big gifts for the kids that aren't gonna fit in my house. So I'm not gonna say what they are because they're always listening. But
yeah,
my mom got them two big gifts, so we're probably gonna go over there so that they can play with them and whatnot, open them, but they're gonna stay over there.
Your mom always goes above and beyond for them too. I remember last year's gift. So
she really does. Last year they got a whole playground in my backyard, y'all. Bella and Bello they go crazy. My kids are the only grandkids, so you know, love that for them.
It's easy to spoil them too. But you know what I mean, like love them, give them everything.
Absolutely, yes. So what me and Alex do it a little bit differently though when it comes to when it comes to our presents, we do things a little differently. So like we kind of combine everything, so it's not like, oh, this gift is from Dada and this gift is from Mama. We just kind of all combine, like pretty much I pick everything, or sometimes I'll ask for his feedback, like, oh, what do you think about this? But for the most part, I'll buy them, and then you know, we have a joint account or whatever. So it's all of our
like
money.
You're married, you know.
And yeah, so I'll buy them, and then we'll just put like, oh, it's from the both of us kind of thing. And for Alex and me, for our gifts to each other, what we do, because we're not really big on having junk and meaningless stuff, clutter, we'll do something you want, something you need, and something to read. And that's been our little tradition since we've been together. And then when the kids get older, we intend on keeping that, so that way there's not an influx of a lot of things. We definitely want to incorporate the kids more as they get older, how, you know, we got to donate some stuff that we don't play with, so that way, you know, other kids can have them and you can make space for new stuff. So for sure, we definitely love that approach. But yeah, so keeping it simple, I already got his something you want, his something to read. And this year I got him a something extra, but it's really a family gift because all of us are going to enjoy it. But
I don't think you even told me what this is.
I'm going to have to tell you after.
You did tell me.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yes, yeah.
For the kids, me and Dakota, like, of course we say, like, oh, it's from both of us. Usually I'm the one that's, like, making the Christmas list as soon as they're, once birthdays are done in the beginning of the year, that I'm making Christmas lists. And I'm like, oh, you like this bet. I'm
going to
find stuff and put this in the list. And I just add throughout the year.
I never thought about doing that because they always go through phases.
Exactly. So. But then I'll update it. Like, okay, they seem to be over this, so I'll just remove that. But, like, it's just a way to keep track of, like, oh, they seem into this right now. But, so usually or at least this year, since Caroline is two, I've kind of taken charge with, like, finding her gifts. But she's so easy to shop for because she just loves imagination play. And there's so many, like, she can never have too many doctor's kits. She can never have too many princess dresses. So she's easy.
I got Aria a little doctor's gift too, a little like the Melissa and Doug doctor set or whatever, because she loves the imaginary boo-boos and, you know, putting ice on things. And
right. Yeah. And like,
I'm really excited.
Zion, I don't know. I don't know what to.
Boys are just difficult, and then they turn into men, and men are difficult to get stuff for.
That's true, because like Zion, I know I can get him a car, but I'm like, you have a million cars, like there's no
He really like, does.
And the thing is Carolina has a million babies, but she treats them all equally. Like, I want to sleep with this baby mm-hmm. tonight, then I'll sleep with this baby. And then, like, she loves even mm-hmm. the ugliest little babies. She is like, so, and she has some ugly Aww. Ones in there. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's, but like Zion, he has his favorite cars. And so I'm like, I don't want to just keep getting you cars and just to get you cars because I know you like it. Like, I'm very...
He doesn't, like rotate them enough.
Right. And I'm like, I want things to have meaning. So I did find some stuff for him that I'm like, okay, he likes maps and stuff. So I got him, like, the Leapfrog globe thing, and it teaches you mm-hmm. when you click on it. Like, it has stuff about the climate and about, like, you know, whatever it is. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, that's cool.
But I kind of let Dakota take charge with that. The problem is... Dakota is a drunk person. So,
he's a low-key hoarder.
Low-key. And I tell
low key him. Low-key pat rat. Or rat. What's it called? Pack rat?
Pack rat. Pack rat.
Yeah. Pack rat. Yeah.
Because, I try to tell him, hey, you know, I'll never forget. One time I told him, we need to get rid of some of these toys. They never play with them. And he was like, but what are we going to replace them with? And I was like, what do you mean? Why would we replace something that they don't play with?
Why do you, exactly.
So
he said something about how he has everything. He has sentimental value. Like, he'll look at something and be like, my dad got it for him.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be something like, oh, a chewed up old toy screwdriver that I'm like, he doesn't even play with anymore. And he's like, but my dad got him that. I'm like, I don't care. He doesn't play with it. Like, please, let's clean. So it's not a fight, but it's usually I'm having to be hey, gentle parent my husband and be like, hey, we can get rid of some of this stuff. Somebody else is going to enjoy it as much as you
do. We do need to have an episode when we talk about gentle parenting, when we talk about how you gentle parent your husband. Because it's really, this man is so lucky, y'all. Mick is such a patient, understanding, just loving wife. And it's not like I'm not. Like, I'm a good wife. Don't get me wrong. But Mick, she just has this je ne sais quoi about
her.
when it comes to her man. That's her man. She knows how to talk to him. And it's beautiful. Goals, for real.
Thank you. I try. It is a conscious effort. But I try.
Well, y'all been together for so long, and y'all were together when y'all were in high school.
Yeah.
So it's very beautiful to see. The way that you guys mesh, and you're just so patient with it.
He will tell you otherwise, but it's fine.
Well, you're my best friend, so from my point of view, you're always right.
All right, thank you.
Even if you're wrong, period. You're always right.
Period. But that's kind of our Christmas. I'm trying to think, do you have any traditions other than the Christmas Eve thing? Is there something that you guys started on Christmas or the day before?
We haven't started anything other than something you want, something you need, something to read. We haven't started anything with the kids. We're still kind of on the fence about telling them about Santa, or letting them believe Santa's real. And this is my take, and I listen, if you're gonna ostracize me, go for it, because I deal with this topic comes up once a year with my family, and everybody seems to have very strong opinions about this. But this is my thing. I just don't want no old white
man
to be taking credit for my stuff. And also, and most importantly, there's kids whose parents don't have it like we have it. And I don't want my kids to be like, oh, Santa didn't bring you this, but Santa brings, you know, presents to all of the kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like if anything, it should be oh, well, the gifts that are on the more affordable side, socks.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what I've seen.
Whatever.
People been like, oh,
that's
Santa
from
got me this.
Santa. Yeah. Like, Yeah, and then like the big stuff, the expensive stuff, like we talk about like iPads and whatnot. That's from mom and dad. That's from mama and dad because we work really hard, and we're able to do that. Mm-hmm. So my family has very strong opinions about I don't feel like it's just my family. I feel like if you know, across the board, a lot of adults like feel very strongly about, no, let kids believe in Santa, or you know, and they feel like, you know, they have whole think pieces about like what happens if you don't, like their innocence and their imagination, and I get that. But as for me in my house, so I haven't done much about the, you know, leaving cookies out for Santa or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with AJ being on the spectrum, he didn't really understand. He's just now starting to understand what Christmas is, why we get together, the reason for the season. Obviously, as Christians, you know, we celebrate it differently, you know, in that aspect. Aria's into it. Aria's like,
she's like,
Santa's gonna bring you presents. Like, yes. But AJ's, you know, it's a little different. You know, he understands things a little differently. Which is fine. I don't do Elf on the Shelf, but I love watching like y'all do it. Yeah, I love how creative the parents are, and I love how into it they are. I love that for you guys. As for me, in my house, though, we're not doing Elf on the Shelf.
See, I can't do Elf on the Shelf because I can barely remember to do the advent calendar. So, and I'm probably gonna slip up and be like, oh, I forgot to move it today. Or, like, they're gonna wake up and be like, the elf is still.
Well, it's not. I feel like when it used to be, and my parents, I'm not doing anything, you know, drastically different. Like, where I'm from, I never did Elf on the Shelf. Yeah. I didn't know Elf on the Shelf was a thing. My mom never did it. Stockings weren't even a thing when I was growing up. Like, that's something. Yeah, that's something that was like more like American and European and stuff. Like, I never got stockings. Mm-hmm. We got presents under the tree, but we never did stockings or anything like that. So that's also like fairly new to me. But I love that the parents, you know, we're, you know, I tell you all the time, it's like, wow, we're really the new adults, because the parents get into it. And I love that for them. But at the end of the day, I don't care what the little elf reports back to Santa. My kid's going to get gifts regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day,
the day's gonna
and it used to be exactly, and it used to be like you just had to move the elf to different locations. But now people do like whole scenes, and they'll do like little videos trying to catch the elf. And
I'm not,
and
doing
like
that.
I said, love that. It looks really fun. I'm not doing it though.
Yeah.
Alex mentioned us starting to do Elf on the Shelf literally like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, when you say we, you really mean me.
Like, where did you learn French? Because,
I'm the mom, and let's be real. Like, moms are the ones that, for the most part, create the Christmas magic. So I was like, baby, I know you think it sounds fun, but it's going to be me doing all the work.
Exactly.
If we're going to...
And then it's going to turn into, but what ideas do you have? Well, what ideas do you have? Well, I don't know. I just really thought about it.
And like I said, and I told them, that's what I'm saying. And like, not to dog on dads or whatever, because obviously there's dads out there that are the default parents.
Yeah. For sure.
Also, quick side note, for the people that still don't know what the default parent is, we have a whole episode in the new year where we're going to talk about default parenthood and why it's important to call a spade a spade.
Period.
End of that. But for the default parents, you're carrying a lot of that load. So when Alex mentioned it, and I'm a straight shooter, you know me, I was like, are you going to do it? Are you going to? Because if you're going to take charge of the Elf on the Shelf department, go for it, boo-boo. Yep. But I don't want to add that, because I'm also the one that's loading the advent thing.
Mm-hmm.
every day, because if I put all the candies there at the same time, we've already learned that they eat them all at once.
Yeah.
So I got to put one at a time.
Wait, did you get the bluey one?
And I got the bluey one, and then I have another one that's reusable, yeah. And I put my own stuff in there. So, and this is, again, like, not to dog on the non-default parent, right? But when you think about a lot of the Christmas magic, a lot of that does fall on, you know, the administrative parent, so to speak, right?
The ones who coordinate, like us talking at, you know, dance the other day, just, you know, let's go to the park with the kids and do and see this Christmas lighting thing and whatnot. It's like usually the dads are just the ones that were like, hey, come along.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Whatever.
I put it on the calendar.
I guess. Exactly. And it's the same with, like, the Christmas cards. I'm the one that schedules the photo shoot months in advance.
Yep.
Right? To get it out the way. I coordinate the outfits, if they're going to do PJs. What kind of scenery they're going to do with Santa. Are they going to be baking cookies with Santa, like, 2 years ago? Or are they going to... You know, this year it was more like Winter Wonderland with the Santa and the Christmas cards. And, you know, when is that photo shoot going to be? And, you know, typically I have to go by myself because Alex works a lot. This year, my mom went with me. It was on a Saturday. It was right before, right after Halloween. So we were still in, like, Halloween mode. But we were taking, the kids. I did, because the sooner I get it done, first of all, I like to give the photographer enough time to, you know,
right.
I'm not the only client. I get that. And I want to give it enough time to where I can give her feedback, like, hey, can you adjust this? Like, there was one year where we literally had to Photoshop Aria into the picture because there was only one picture of her smiling, and it wasn't with the Santa. So we had to Photoshop Aria into the picture.
That's so crazy.
So I just like being prepared, and I like doing things ahead of time. I don't send them that early. You know, I mail them after.
I mean, I got mine last week.
I like to have it. Yeah. Yeah. So I just like being prepared, but I'm the one that coordinates all that.
Yeah.
My husband, I love him, and he pays for it. Amen. Which is important, right? But I'm the one that, you know, and then also, if you're mailing them,
you need time.
Whose address is who? Like, what address am I mailing this to? You need to coordinate with people. You know, we have an aunt that's in Canada. We have family in Puerto Rico. We mail one to Boston. We mail one to St. Louis. Like, I'm the one that has all of that information for my friends, you know, for my mom friends. I have mom friends in North Carolina. I have mom friends in Florida. I'm the one that has all of those addresses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you think about, oh, well, how come we don't do this? It's like, well, you do it. Like, if you want to do it, you do it. You know, like, that can be your department. And I'm all for, you know, mom and dad playing to your strengths. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're more creative and you want to hang the elf up on the ceiling fan and make it snow, cool. And you can clean that up afterwards. Amen?
Period. Like, you know what I'm not going to do is clean up your messes afterwards. I'm not cleaning
exactly. Up. Like, I saw one where the elf was, like, pretending to fish, and it was, like, goldfish, like, the snack, which is cute, creative, but also, who cleans that up afterwards?
Exactly.
Like, are you going to clean that up? Like, exactly. So, after that, Alex changed his tune, and he was like, yeah, maybe we should wait a couple years.
Maybe we should.
Also, the kids can't read. Well,
yeah,
also, the kids can't read, and I've seen a lot of them where, like, the kids have to read a clue or something that the elf is saying.
Right.
So, I personally like Snoop on the Stoop.
Yes.
if you don't know what Snoop on the Stoop is,
you might be too young to be listening
to this. They sell them at Walmart. It's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
and he's dressed as an elf, and you can, and you know, he's a doll, and you can move him or not move him, and he's pretty stationary. There's all kinds of, you don't even have to do Elf on the Shelf. I saw Martha on the Mantle, and it's Martha Stewart.
She has her own little Snoop together.
And you can get Martha. Listen, you can do all kinds of stuff. But I love Snoop on the Stoop because he's chill and he ain't no snitch. That's you know
true.
What I'm saying?
That's true.
So I don't care what the elf reports back to Santa.
Yeah. See, for us, I never.
But really... I love y'all that do it. Like, I love that y'all are going hard and really enjoying this. It's just, again, it's just not something, like, I feel like if I would have grown up with it, then obviously maybe I want to pass that down. But it's not something that, like, my mom did for us. Like, we didn't know about Elf on the Shelf.
Right.
And then, so to me, it doesn't really make a difference.
Yes. You know? See, for us, we don't really have any, like, traditions. I will say one thing that I kind of want to do or start doing that my mom always did was Christmas Eve. All of us could open one gift, but it had to be a really small gift. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why she did
that. Or like the midnight, we can wait till midnight. Sometimes we'll wait until midnight and open one and then go to sleep.
Yeah. I don't know. Like the kids, they're definitely going to bed before midnight on Christmas Eve. But when we got older, she always let us open one. So I've been open to that idea. I've also just kind of been like, no, I just want to see their like full excitement, you know, on Christmas Day, just opening everything. And then this year, I think I tried with Zion a couple years ago, but he was just so little. Doing like homemade cookies. So we did do the homemade cookies this time, and we got the icing. Yeah, and the
did
sprinkles.
You do gingerbread?
No, Dakota wants to do sugar? Gingerbread, but he couldn't find a packet like with the recipe. And I found like an online recipe, but he was like, I don't know. I just want to just make it quick. So, but yeah, we did do that. And
baking is not my forte either.
Right. I kind of want to keep that up. Just like let them decorate as much as possible. And we have our traditional like Christmas things we do in December, like going to Dollywood or, you know, whatever. Finding a park with the lights and stuff. So those are kind of it, but I'm with
you. Yeah, I definitely want like my traditions to be more based on doing things on experiences rather than, oh, every year my mom got us a pair of J's or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like I'd rather them look back and say, oh, well, it's Christmas. On Christmas, we always look at Christmas lights.
Right.
That sort of thing.
And that's our that's the thing with
I don't want gifts and like material things to be the focus, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing with me and
it's
Dakota.
Hard,
we try to get each other and the kids too, but we try to do more experience based stuff rather than like you know, oh, I'm gonna get you these toys just because I wanna see X amount of boxes under the tree. Like I don't really care about that. Like I'd rather see 3 or 4 boxes each for the kids and we get to go to Disney World and they'll remember that as opposed to having like 30 things
for
under the tree and we don't get to go to Disney World. So that's my thing, and that's why it was hard for me to find something for Dakota.
I agree with you completely. That's why, you know, my parents gave the kids that playground last year that's installed in our backyard. Because I'd rather have that and you know, it gets them moving and whatnot away from, you know, the iPad or the television or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, when their friends come over, their friends can use it. And, you know, it's there permanently. If we sell the house, that thing is staying there. So, I'd rather have that. And it's a difficult sometimes to explain to get other people to understand, especially a lot of the older generation of parents and like grandparents to get them to be like, hey, instead of gifts, can we get experiences? I literally one year had to do like a note on my phone where I said, hey, experiences, we could do movie passes, we could do zoo passes, museum like tickets, or you know, like I literally gave examples just because I didn't, and again, my kids are the only kids, so I didn't want them to just give us an influx of toys and have them scattered all over the place. So it's definitely important, especially this time around, this time of year, to set your boundaries
on
what you want to, the values that you want to instill on your kids and what kind of, you know, traditions you want them to continue on with their kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love for my grandkids one day to say, oh yeah, we do something you want, something you need, and something to read, because that's what, you know, that's how my grandma did it, and that's how my parents did it. And
I definitely feel that. I want Zion and Carolina to grow up and be like, oh, I remember, you know, every year around Christmas time we would go do this, and so I enjoy going to do this because, and getting out, like, mm-hmm. because this is what I did with my family. Like, I always want them to have that. And like, I can't remember presents I got when I was younger, but I do remember when I was 14, my best friend's sister did some Disney thing, and she was like, do you want to go to Disney World with us? And I asked my mom, and she was like, if you do this, this is part of your, like, this is your Christmas. And I was like, okay, I want to go to Disney World. Did I forget that trip? No. But I don't remember anything I got for Christmas the years around it, but I remember I went to Disney World at this time.
Yeah. So that kind of brings me into, like, my next, like, question, I guess, is that did you have, like, I guess, what was the best Christmas gift that you remember getting, that you were like so excited that you probably didn't even think you were gonna get it, and you got it? Like, was there a specific toy or outfit? Yes. Or
so I was a Bratz girly, like 1000%. Me and my best friend in Mississippi, when I was really little, we would spend the night all the time, and so she would come over and we would go to the store with my mom and be like, we will do anything you want, like, please, just like, will you get it? Like, I remember we got Bratz babies once because we were like, please, we'll do anything, like, you ask us to do anything, we'll do the dishes, we'll do whatever. And my mom was like, okay, like, you gotta listen to me though. And so she never abused it. She just was like, okay, here are these Bratz. And one Christmas, had no idea, woke up, and my mom won, because, you know, used to bid on eBay, like, big time. And so she won me a big lot of, like, I'm talking, it was probably like at least 100 Bratz dolls and accessories. Oh, wow. But she won it all on eBay, so she didn't like spend that much on it. And I remember, like, we had the disposable camera, and so I did like a modeling photo shoot with all my Bratz dolls. I dressed them up and I took their pictures.
Seriously?
I did. And I still have, like, we have all the pictures at my mom's house, but that was like literally one of the best things, because that was something I loved. Like, I literally played with Bratz constantly. I would just, we put it in a big tub, so I would just throw them all in there, and then I would just drag it to the living room and then just start playing with them.
Oh, so, that's adorable.
I know. I wish that's kids cute. These days really played like that, because I would love to set, like, find something for Zion and Carolina to do that, but it's more just technology based, which, you know, that's what the times are, but I will never forget that.
I know. I used to love going to, like, Toys R Us or KB Toys or whatever, and just, like, trying the toy. Yeah, like, you would leave happy even if you didn't leave with anything.
Right.
Because you got to, like, try the toys, and they had, like, little play areas, and that's not really a thing anymore. But
I know. Okay, what was yours, though?
Good times.
What do you remember?
Listen. Okay.
Well, so, you got to start, I don't think it that was way. My mom's bad.
I don't think it was my mom, but I think it was one of my aunts. One Christmas, she was like, oh, you're going to be 15 next year. And I was like, yep, in March. And, you know, your quince is a big thing. Like,
yeah.
That's a milestone birthday. And she was like, well, we're thinking about going to Disney in the spring. And I was like, okay, like, why are you telling me this? Because I was raised by a single mom. Like, I was like, we don't have it.
Yeah.
And I was definitely that kid that, like, I became very aware of things very fast. So, like, I knew not to ask for certain things because I just knew that, like, my mom couldn't. Like, so I was like, okay, why are you telling me this? And she goes, well, we'd like for you to join us for your birthday, for your quince. And I was like, no. And I remember I was like, oh, well, how much is it going to be? And my aunt looked at me and she was like, did I I'm inviting you. Like, I, you know, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. And a couple months later, so technically it was for my birthday, but she told me on Christmas Eve.
See, I appreciate those gifts, though, because it's something to look forward to, and it's like, you put thought into this.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think the only thing I wish now, looking back at it, is that we would have had enough money to have my mom and my sister join me, mm-hmm. because my sister still to this day has never been to Disney, and we were big Disney kids.
Yeah.
And my mom couldn't go, so it was just me and my aunt and my uncle and their son, my cousin. But it was still, like, I had a lot of fun, yeah. but it was memorable for sure. It was like a really nice quince, and yeah, I didn't have like a big quince with like the big dress and mm-hmm. the, you know, big party, because we couldn't afford that. So, but that was my present, and it was dope.
No, that's good. That's a good present.
It was dope.
I bet the ticket was like way cheaper, than it is today too.
Shoot, probably. Well, yeah, I mean, from Puerto Rico to Orlando is not that far, so yeah.
It was
probably a lot cheaper. So yeah, I lived in Puerto Rico at the time, so it was dope. It was dope.
Oh my goodness, that's good. So, do you have any sort of resolutions for going into 2025?
Ooh, child. Listen, I definitely. I have a couple things that, not necessarily resolutions, but more just like things that I want to do more of, mm-hmm. right? I want to do more of what makes me happy. I want to do more of what glorifies God. Let me just mm-hmm. put that first and foremost, and then I'll worry about what makes me happy at another time. But definitely be more present, which I think with the TikTok ban happening, if it does happen, it's looking like it is happening.
Yeah.
I definitely think that I'll be more present, because I won't be scrolling brain rot stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the stuff is useful. I have to figure out a way to get all my recipes.
See, I'm just going to type
out
them
of
up.
TikTok.
I'm going to have to type them up or screenshot them or something.
For real. But I definitely want to be more present. I want to get back into Pilates, because I mean, that's a workout that humbled me. But it was challenging, and I need a challenge. I definitely want something to like strengthen, not necessarily lose weight, but definitely get stronger, mm-hmm. physically stronger. Like next year I really want to take a trip somewhere. Anywhere, either back home to Puerto Rico, or Alex and I were thinking about Italy. I want to take a trip somewhere, anywhere outside of the country would be nice. Aria's gonna be starting I'm gonna cry. Aria's gonna be starting preschool next year, which is and AJ's going to be starting kindergarten next year, which is also,
no, don't
like,
cry. Please don't cry.
I'm not going to cry, but, like, bro, how did that happen? Where did the time go? So, I'm definitely going to try to get more involved in, like, PTA or something like that. Since, you know, they're both going to be in school now. I'm going to keep my job. I like it. I'm gonna stick beside them. And I definitely want to do some like home renovation like situations.
Yeah, I'm
like,
with you on that.
I want to finish the guest room. Guest bathroom is atrocious. Nobody uses it because it's dark and it's old and it's gross.
I remember when I first went in there and I was like, this is it.
No, bro, like it's so embarrassing. I mean, it's functional,
yeah.
It works, but it's just,
it's also like it's the 70s,
it's so dark
in there.
The 70s did throw up in there. I think that pink tile must have been on sale. They must have gotten it in bulk.
Yeah, they're like, I'll get over it. Plaster it. I won't stare at it.
They're just going to plaster it everywhere. And then I have a pink toilet mm-hmm. in my guest room. It's gross. It looks like Pepto-Bismol. It's just yeah. bad, you guys. It's just bad. But yeah, like, I can't think of anything, like, major that I want to accomplish, which I'm not complaining because, like, yeah. listen, child. It's been a year.
It has.
It's been a life.
Crazy.
Alex and I have talked about either throwing a party or doing some kind of celebration for our 10-year, mm-hmm. Which is in March. It'll be 10 years of us together, which is crazy because I just turned 21. Like,
I was a baby.
We're thinking about doing something like that. We've talked about it, mm-hmm. so we'll see. But yeah, definitely keep on keeping on, trying to be, you know, more present with the kids, learn more about my word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's super important to me. I always say I want to eat more veggies, so I'm gonna try to eat more veggies. I do like some.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
I feel you. I feel like my stuff was boring.
No,
I definitely think, grow our platform though. And when it comes to like our creative side, I definitely want to grow our platform, continue to like do this. We definitely need to take like a mom's trip / girls trip,
right?
The two of us, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I want to just continue. I mean, my life is pretty peaceful, thank goodness. So I want to do more of, you know, things that bring me peace and joy,
yeah.
and draw me closer to God, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you?
Mine is definitely similar in, like, I need to get back into yoga and strengthen my body. And for sure. Also home improvements. I always say, every year I'm like, oh, this is the year I'm going to get the house the way that I want it and stuff. I need to finish painting the kitchen and painting the other bathroom. We are going to downsize on some of the furniture, like the living room. We don't really need that sectional because we don't host and have, like, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of guests over. So trying to downsize some stuff, but just get the house just the way that I really want it. So that's one of my goals. Another one.
Period. Is, you're gonna be there a long time.
Yeah. So. Right. We're gonna be here forever.
You're like, not giving up that. You're not gonna give up that 3%.
No, I'm not. Like. The other one is just continuing this self journey that I'm on. I know you already know, but like, finally getting the courage to go to therapy and like find the therapist. I finally made the phone call. Bam, 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 and just realize like it's okay to not be okay and to let somebody mm-hmm. else guide me to, you know, better self-awareness, better ways of coping and all of that. So I want to do that for my kids. I want them to see that their mother is trying, even in times that like it seems like I'm just faltering. Like, they're like, my mom, she worked hard to make sure that we, you know, didn't see her struggle
mm-hmm.
mentally, mm-hmm. and that she used the tools that were out there to be better. And on top of that, just figuring out, like, you know, if I need to, because I told you the whole ADHD thing, and figuring out if that's something mm-hmm. that I need to keep exploring. So just working on my mental, making sure I'm good. And then, for sure. like you said, be present with the kids more. I do feel like we do a lot of, like, family activities already, going out, you know, to amusement parks.
Child, you do.
Beach.
You do.
So, but I do find myself, like, I'm still on my phone. So just making sure that I'm staying present in the moment with them. And just,
mm-hmm.
Dakota and I will be married for 5 years next year. So we did talk about, like, doing a quick 5-year anniversary trip. And just making more memories. That's the goal. Making more memories and just continuously working on myself to be a better person. Because you can never stop being a better person. You can never stop learning ways to be a better person. So I guess those are the main ones that come to my mind.
For sure, for sure. I love that. No, and we love a self-aware queen. I told you this earlier. Like, I'm really proud of you for even recognizing that, like, hey, this is something that I might benefit from, whether it's monthly, weekly,
right,
over the phone, in person, however you choose to get therapy, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. And I mean, I applaud you for wanting to do the work, for recognizing that, like, hey, there are certain things that I could be doing better. There's mm-hmm. certain coping mechanisms that I haven't explored yet. I love that for you. I love that for you. I love that for your kids, for your family. It's going to be dope. I mean, it's hard. Therapy is hard. Sometimes I look at my therapist and I'm like, I'm going to fire you. Because, like, why are you calling me?
You'll call
like
me
that?
And be, but, like, I don't know why I just decided to talk to my therapist right now.
I know. It's a love-hate relationship. I know nothing about her, and she knows everything about me, and she calls me out, and it's like, ugh! Yeah. But also, thank you, because that's what I need. That's what, you know. But it does get to a point where it's like, oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, like, I really want to see the different sides, because sometimes, like, it's so easy to get caught up in, like, this is my way of thinking and it makes the most sense, but, like, there are other mm-hmm. ways of thinking that also make sense. And
yeah,
so, and the biggest thing that I want listeners to take away is I came to the conclusion that I really wanted to do this in a bad place, but it started off, mm-hmm. I was in a good place and I thought about therapy. So therapy doesn't have to come from trauma or, like, any traumatic event or anything. It can come from you're happy and you just want to explore more. You just want to, you know, see why you think the way that you think. And so it mm-hmm. doesn't have to come from anything bad.
Or, like, the root of certain things, or
right.
why you process information the way that you do. And when you start digging deep and, like, looking back, and it always comes back to your childhood, your upbringing, you know, certain things, you know, it makes you want to obviously be a better parent, because you're like, wow, I saw this when I was young and I don't want my kids to experience that.
Right.
And
you can already,
my first session with my therapist now. Yeah. And my first session with my therapist now, I've always been a straight shooter. I was like, listen, before we continue, I'm just going to let you know, I know I have daddy issues. Because it is very hard to relive, especially if you have traumatic experiences, mm-hmm. things that you remember. It's hard. So it's like, I put that out there for her, and I remember she, like, chuckled and she was like, okay, well, we'll put a pin on that. I was like, I know I have a whole bag of issues with my dad. This is what happened. This is how I've moved past it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about him no more. Like, you know, and sometimes it's when you start, you know, you eventually you get tired of, like, talking about yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And that for me happened a lot. Until I landed on, like, my therapist, I was like, man, I'm just tired of talking about myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tired of, like, repeating the same, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I need, like, there are certain things that I can't change, and I'm okay with that. I just, it doesn't even come from, like, a place of anger anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, I got dealt a bad hand, like, in the parenting department growing up. Sometimes, you know, there's some things I would have done differently looking back at it now that I'm a parent. What you gotta remember, though, is, you know, and I told you this earlier, but, like, I had my suspicions growing up when I was a child, I had suspicions.
I remember where this is going.
Okay. That grown-ups and adults, I had my suspicions that grown-ups and adults were not very bright as a child, right? But it wasn't until I became an adult that I realized that, like, the situation is dire.
Yeah.
You know, like, there really are a lot of adults out there.
Yeah, it was dumb. A lot of the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Like for real, I didn't realize the situation was this dire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally get that.
I'm sorry, I snorted into the microphone.
I'll make sure I'll delete it.
No, you won't.
Oh my gosh. Well, we really appreciate you guys so much for listening to us talk about therapy and Christmas and Santa and all the things on this episode and all the things that we hashed.
It was a little all over the place, but it was a nice way to, like, kind of wrap things up for the year.
Yeah.
So no apologies over here.
None. But we do appreciate you guys listening, and we hope that you have a great holiday season. We will be back in the new year with some fun, exciting stuff.
Yes, please like, share, subscribe, follow us. We're on IG at Moms in the Trenches Pod.
If you see us driving around, we have stickers on our cars now.
I know, we're legit. We're out here in these streets promoting this.
We are.
But thank you so much for the support for our day ones. We're still, listen, if this is your first episode, you're a day one, because seriously, like,
yeah, we're still in the beginning stages. Yeah. But I've had a lot of people reach out with support and just saying, like, if we need help on the business side. So I really appreciate you guys seeing the vision with us. And I really hope that you stay safe and stay blessed.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy holidays.